Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Jill, I'm Brian's wife, and I'm filling in for Brian today as he takes a day to recover, to rest, recuperate from his trip to Colorado. I guess even the Energizer Bunny needs to take a rest once in a while, so he's going to recharge his batteries, and so I am here today filling in for him. Glad to be with you all. Winding down this year in our last month, heading into Christmas with the season of Advent, the arrival, the anticipation of a Savior coming to the world. So we start today our reading in the Old Testament in Hosea chapter 5, verses 1 through 15. Hear this, you priests. Pay attention, you Israelites. Listen, royal house. This judgment is against you. You have been a snare at Mizpah, a net spread out on Tabor. The rebels are knee-deep in slaughter. I will discipline all of them. I know all about Ephraim. Israel is not hidden from me. Ephraim, you have now turned to prostitution. Israel is corrupt. Their deeds do not permit them to return to their God. A spirit of prostitution is in their heart, and they do not acknowledge the Lord. Israel's arrogance testifies against them. The Israelites, even Ephraim, stumble in their sin. Judah also stumbles with them. When they go with their flocks and herds to seek the Lord, they will not find him. He has withdrawn himself from them. They are unfaithful to the Lord. They give birth to illegitimate children. When they celebrate their new moon feasts, he will devour their fields. Sound the trumpet in Gibeah, the horn in Ramah. Raise the battle cry in Beth Avon. Lead on, Benjamin. Ephraim will be laid waste on the day of reckoning. Among the tribes of Israel, I proclaim what is certain. Judah's leaders are like those who move boundary stones. I will pour out my wrath on them like a flood of water. Ephraim is oppressed, trampled in judgment, intent on pursuing idols. I am like a moth to Ephraim, like rot to the people of Judah. When Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah his sores, then Ephraim turned to Assyria and sent to the great king for help. But he is not able to cure you, not able to heal your sores. For I will be like a lion to Ephraim, like a great lion to Judah. I will tear them to pieces and go away. I will carry them off with no one to rescue them. Until they have borne their guilt and seek my face in their misery, they will earnestly seek me. Reading now in the New Testament, 2 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 13. The elder, to the lady chosen by God and to her children whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and love. It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And now, dear lady, I am not writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love. I say this because many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what we have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you or does not bring this teaching, do not take them into your house or welcome them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work. I have much to write to you, but I do not want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to visit you and talk with you face to face, so that our joy may be complete. The children of your sister who is chosen by God send their greetings. Jumping back a bit, into Psalm chapter 125, verses 1 through 5. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, for then the righteous might use their hands to do evil. Lord, do good to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers. Peace be on Israel. And lastly today, our Proverbs is Proverbs 29, verses 9 through 11. If a wise person goes to court with a fool, the fool rages and scoffs, and there is no peace. The bloodthirsty hate a person of integrity and seek to kill the upright. Fools give full vent to their rage, but the wise bring calm in the end. We thank you, Lord, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It is direction to our day and to our life, and it breathes life into the darkness and the dark places. We thank you, God, that we can come to your word and it renews our mind daily. It refreshes us. We thank you, God, for simple truths that speak so profoundly to us in every single day of our lives, if we pay attention. I thank you for this community of people that love each other so well and so beautifully. And I thank you, Lord, that we can lay down our differences of religion and theology, and we can come into a season of Advent, of anticipation, of the arrival of a Savior, born into a world of sin, but he was without sin. We thank you that we can come together and worship the one true God, the one true living God, who no longer remains in a tomb. We don't have to pray to a statue of a man that was once living, but we can look to you for a second coming. We anticipate your second arrival, that we can live with you throughout eternity. So I pray, God, that throughout this season of Christmas, in busyness and a time where people can give more but can become more irritated with each other over a parking space, that we would be careful and quick to show your love to each other. I pray for this community into the next year, God, that you would breathe new life and new direction, that we would finish strong the goals that we set out to accomplish in 2011. And I thank you for new dreams and new goals, new desires, new tasks set before us in 2012. but let us go about them with you before us. And I thank you for Brian, who leads this community so well, for his faithfulness and his endurance. So I ask that you restore his body, his mind, give him rest. Give him the knowledge of knowing when to be done, to set things aside, and to be content in that, and to rest and have peace. We love you. You are great, and you are mighty, and you are faithful. And you love us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So Brian will be back with you tomorrow. And looking forward to my favorite part of the whole year, which is the DAB Family Christmas. And I think that is coming up very shortly. I don't want to announce anything that I don't know about for sure. So I'm just going to say it's coming up soon, I think. I hope that blesses you. I'm sure it will, the way that it blesses me every year. And we usually take a little family drive and look at Christmas lights and listen to it all together. So I'm looking forward to that to take place, and looking forward to having some family time together and just being together, being mindful of each other, and being thankful for each other. So, that said, I don't know what else to say. The website is www.dailyaudiobible.com. If you'd like to partner with the Daily Audio Bible and help support it financially, you can do that at the website. If I can just give a shameless plug real quick, if you have not yet picked up or purchased a little book called Passages, written by Brian Hardin, you'll want to do that. I think it's one of those books. I don't like to read. I really don't like to read, but if somebody tells me about a book and they're super passionate about it, I'll take the time to maybe listen to it audibly. And I have both read it and listened to it, and I love it. And I don't say that because I get to sleep with the man every night. I say that because it's honest, and it is a story of transformation. And I loved hearing every word read, and I think you will too. So, won't spend any more time on that, but you can also order that through the website, Passages by Brian Hardin, read by Brian Hardin. yeah, there's that. Family Christmas coming up. And I don't know of any other announcements, so I'm just going to say I love you. It's been a pleasure and an honor being here with you today. I look forward to these little times that I can fill in, but I'm also really glad when Brian gets back. So he'll rest up, and he will see you back here tomorrow. So until then, love one another.
My name is Richard, and I'm calling in with a prayer request. I'm just truly asking for your prayers and support as I go through a crossroad in my life and my career. I'm coming to a point where I just truly just need God to take over in the direction of my life and help me push forward and producing the teams I need to have at my job, at my career. and just guiding me. Right now, I put in so much work, but I still like it's not appreciated. And I just really need prayers and audio Bible. Family, you know, it's unbelievable, you know, the love that you get, you know, from other people that you don't even know. And I just would appreciate your prayers and giving me focus and direction and what is my career path. And I'm just going to keep that fast and keep my faith in God and let God guide my footsteps in my direction. Thank you, Audio Bible family. Love you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Susan calling from Texas. I am a first-time caller. I have been listening to the Daily Audio Bible for a few weeks. I am calling for a prayer request for myself. I have been struggling with depression since the death of my son almost 5 years ago. He was 22 and he died unexpectedly on the day we had his memorial service was the day he was supposed to graduate from college. But I do know God, and I just need to get back to being closer to God and a closer walk with Jesus. I have many, many blessings in my life. I have a beautiful family and a husband that I love. And I know that I can do a lot of God's work, and I want to do that. But I just need healing so that I can do God's work, because I know there's lots of work that needs to be done. So I would ask that you just lift me up in prayer, that I can be healed, and that God's will for my life will be shown to me. And I also hear all the prayer requests, and I lift all of you up as well. I think this is really healing just to hear your request as well. So thank you, Daily Audio Bible family. Thank you, Brian, for the podcast that I look forward to listening to every day. Love you. This is Susan. Bye.
Hello, this is Kim from Las Vegas. I just would like to call in a prayer request for prayer that I would stop smoking, and also a prayer that I would find the person that God would want me to be with. It's been years since I've been in a relationship, but I just would really like to be with somebody godly and stop being alone physically, because I'm never alone with my family. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, DAB family. This is my second time that I've called, and I'm calling about the same person, same issues. We have a sister in Christ. Her name is Pam, and she has cancer in the head area. I'm not sure exactly where. She's already gone through surgery, and she's gone through chemo. And this woman's faith never, ever falters. She encourages us with her words, her actions. And she just got out of Bible class with her now, and she mentioned that it looked like it had returned, and she was going to have to go back, and her doctor was going to give her the options for the different chemotherapies she's proposing, and she's not looking forward to it. But more importantly, she says that she just dreads having to tell her mother and her son, who's about, I think he's like 17, 18, 19 years old. She actually said that she'd rather go through chemo 10 times instead of having to tell her family what she's going to have to tell them. So I ask you to pray for her well-being, for her health. May God, may it be His will that this cancer and all those cancer cells in her body just be removed. And I pray for her continuing faith and for her son and her mother, that they may be strengthened in their faith and in their trust of the Lord. And again, her name is Pam, and just please add her to your prayers. Thank you. Bye.
Good evening, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Natasha calling from New York, and I am calling in for a prayer request. I am in the middle of my finals this week, and I have just been experiencing a lot of anxiousness and just fear and anxiety over being able to complete this finals on time. Today is the 16th, and the finals is due on the 20th. And for whatever reason, I can't seem to focus and concentrate. And, you know, I wasn't going to call in for this because I just felt like, you know, there's so many larger issues to pray about than me completing my finals. But I also know that the devil tries to isolate us in our thinking to get us to stay away from the body of believers, because this way he can attack us. He can attack our minds and our emotions. And so the more I felt like not calling, the more I realized that I really had to call. Just because, you know, I need to fight the devil, and he's not going to win and controlling the way I feel. So I'm asking you, I know that by the time this plays, my finals would have been over, and I am claiming victory now that I would have passed my class. My finals will be completed, and my grades will be amazing. And I'm claiming victory of that in the name of Jesus. And I just ask the vice, please pray for me, that, you know, God will just help to calm my nerves, and that I will just rely on him, because I just feel so overwhelmed right now that I can't seem to focus, and I can't seem to concentrate, and everything I'm reading, nothing's making sense. It's so crazy. Nothing is making sense to me, even though this is stuff that I've been working on. All of a sudden, it all just seems like, you know, it's all written in a different language. So, please, I beg of you, please pray for me, and God be the glory. Amen.